and the Panthers of Royal Valley as we're just getting some scores coming in from the girls' side. As we didn't have a full slate of games tonight. Some teams in the area already off enjoying the holiday break, but for some, still getting some games in tonight as we're just a few games out from Christmas. Again, if you missed it, the Perry LeCompton girls winning the first one tonight over Royal Valley. That final was 45-36. The other Big 7 girls' finals are all final from tonight. As we mentioned again, Cause winning over Royal Valley, 45-36. Also, how about this score at Sabetha? Nemaha Central, number 4 ranked team in 3A. They improved to 6-0, but it was not easy. 29-27. Thunder pulled on for a win over the Blue Jays. They dropped to the Blue Jays to 3-3. And on the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, that girls' game just going final. Jeff West, they go on the road, get their second win of the year. They beat the Wildcats 40-28. Again, Brandon Tadman, Trenton Craxner, Chance Link in studio. As we now transition to the boys' game tonight, what we thought and expect a pretty good one between these two teams. Again, let's start here with the home team in Perry LeCompton. Second-year head coach Matt Simmons has a really good roster. They have length, good size, they're athletic, they got shooters. This is a team, again, off to a 4-1 start, 2-0 in league play. Their only loss was to a ranked Wellsville team back in the Paola tournament a couple of weeks ago. Wellsville, the number 9 ranked team in 3A, that is the Cause only loss. They have bounced back since then, big wins over Jeff West and Nemaha Central most recently. And they get a Royal Valley team tonight that obviously lost more than anybody from a year ago. But the Panthers have played well here through their first 5 games. But we know this Cause team is really, really good and certainly a favorite to win the league title this year.
Yeah, and you know, they got two of their better players back from last year, and Kale Gorski and Gunnar Ball. Gunnar Ball was one of the better players in the entire league, Big 7 last year, All-State honors, and averaging 17-9. Then you go out and you get, I'm not going to say you got him, but he comes here, is Cameron Kneifer.
They picked him up out of the transfer portal.
Yeah, I know, like, we have a high school transfer portal now. And this guy that came
but
in
how
from
big,
Silver
though?
Lake.
Yeah, that's a big get for them.
He can shoot the ball. He can play above the rim. He's athletic, you know. He's a full package, averaging 16. But, I mean, we saw Royal Valley take Sabetha, who just came out of the new rankings, number 1 in 3A.
That's right.
We saw them take them to the wire. So we know this is going to be a game. I mean, they picked up Preston Ross from Washington Rule in the transfer portal. So, I mean, each team got a good transfer coming in.
You know,
Preston Ross averaging 13-4 coming into the game. And Tristan Morales was really good last year as their sixth man. We saw him have a good game against Sabetha. But Dylan Coleman is kind of the X factor to me because he had a really good game against Sabetha, and we saw that he wasn't afraid to shoot the ball. We'll see if he can. It's good tonight shooting basketball for Valley.
Yeah, no doubt. Should be a good one. Cause and Panthers will have the starting lineups when we come back here on KNCA.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2023, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to gift you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with some fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get any internet package for only $20.23 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. Visit rainbowtel.net for details.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
All right, the boys contest tonight, Cap. Let's do it. Let's dive into the starting lineups. Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley. We'll start with the road team, and that's Royal Valley. Head coach Chris Brown, fourth year as head coach. They're off to a 3-2 start, 2-2 in league play. Assistant coaches Nathan Smith and Jarrett Roy. They go like this. Tracy Murata, 5'10 senior. Sixth man the last couple of years, but the starting point guard for the Panthers now, averaging over 10 points per game. Also in the backcourt is Aiden McKenzie, a 5'9 junior, at just over 2 points per game. Solid player on the wing is Daniel Coleman, a 6'2 senior, over 8 points and 6 rebounds a game. Preston Ross, as we talked about in the pregame, a Washburn Rural transfer, 6'4 senior, leading scorer for the Panthers here early, 12.6 points per game, also 4.4 rebounds a game. And Ian Torres, a 6'2 junior, also a very good start to his junior campaign at over 10 points and 4 rebounds per game. So again for Royal Valley, Murata, McKenzie, Coleman, Ross, and Torres. For the Perry Lecompton Cause at 4-1 overall, they're 2-0 in Big 7 league play under head coach Matt Simmons in his second year at the helm. Assistants Kaylin Hilt and also Todd Gish. They go like this. Cale Gorski, 6'4 senior, super athletic. He's got some big-time hops as well. 6.6 points per game, 5.2 rebounds a game. The transfer from Silver Lake, Cameron Cooper, 6'4 senior, 16 points per and 5.6 rebounds a contest. Unanimous All-League last year, no doubt. Gunnar Ball, 6'3 senior guard, 18 points per game. He was All-State as well, nearly 8 rebounds a game. Jack Golden and Eli Dean, 6'3 senior, 5'10 sophomore, respectively. So again for the Cause, Gorski, Kniper, Ball, Golden, and Dean. All white uniforms for the Cause, all purple uniforms for the Panthers. We expect a good one tonight, partly. Let's do it. As, again, both of these teams winning records and want to take that momentum into the holiday break.
It'll be interesting to see how they can you can shut down Kniper and Ball, but on the other end, can you shut down Murata and Torres? So see how the duos for each side play.
Cause get the ball first. They win the tip from Kniper. They get it inside quickly. Shot is up through some contact. Jack Golden, the 6'3 senior on the board. A bucket for him. 2-0 Cause, 15 seconds in. Here's Royal Valley's first possession. It's Ross open for three. This one is too strong. Rebound for the Cause, collected by Gunnar Ball. He works it up the floor. Now a two-on-one break. Layup in transition, no good. It is tipped up and missed by Kniper. And now another opportunity here. A third rebound by Eli Dean, and the Cause are going to keep it again after a wild sequence there on a couple of misses up close. Now Dean drives and lays it in. A little floater for Eli Dean. Well, the two players that have scored the least here out of the starting five, the first two buckets for the Cause, they lead it 4-0. Show some pressure in the full court. Here's Murata. As Kniper on top of this zone defense, Murata having to back it out, and he nearly had it taken away, but gets it off to McKenzie. McKenzie to Coleman in the corner. Now Murata blocked from behind by Kniper, gets his own miss. Now Torres in the corner for a long two. This one is no good. Tipped in the air. Another offensive rebound by Ross, and a third opportunity. Reverse the basketball. Here is McKenzie for three. Book it. Aiden McKenzie from downtown. Just a 14.
You got to grab defensive rebounds. Kniper not afraid to shoot. He buries it.
How about Kniper from downtown? That's his ninth triple of the year. He hits it at a 33% clip, and it's 7-3, Perry Lecompton.
Yeah, but Perry's got a defensively rebound in that extended pressure-like zone. They do get a turnover here, but
first turnover against Royal Valley as they're extending that pressure out beyond the three-point line, which the Panthers have struggled with a little bit early. Now the Cause leading by four, not quite 2 minutes into the first quarter. 7-3 is our score. Three players have already scored for the Cause, including Kniper, who has it. Now gets it inside. Shot is up, no good, but an offensive rebound by Ball, and he puts it back up and in once again. Gunnar Ball, an incredible athlete, makes it 9-3, Perry Lecompton. Here is Ross breaking the pressure. Nice dump down pass to Torres in the left corner. Now Coleman high left and skips it here to McKenzie near side on the wing. Not using the dribble. Back up top to Murata. 5:35 clock moving first quarter. 9-3, Perry Lecompton. Nice drive and finish by Preston Ross. 12 points per game. First bucket for him makes it 9-5.
Yeah, I got the defense scrambling there, and Ross with a nice baseline drive. The Washburn Rule transferring to laid it in.
Cause quickly working it back inside. This is Golden. A shot up through contact, and maybe could have drawn the foul, but no call. And Golden now with two buckets and 4 points, 11-5 Cause.
Yeah, and he's finished through contact both times. It's good to see. I wonder role players scoring the ball wise, finishing through contact twice.
Here is Murata, little floater with the right hand, left it short, gets his own miss, kicks it back out to Coleman, a right wing three, nothing but net for Daniel Coleman.
And you got to rebound, like I said, you got to rebound at Perry because that's 6 points now that 6 out of the 8 for Will Vetter. They've got on second chance points. They knocked down some threes, so can't allow second chance buckets to your Perry.
Cause leading 11-8. Good pace here in the first quarter. Not quite halfway in. Here's Ball on a drive, and we get a bump in our first foul.
They're going to get Torres on the baseline with the body.
A little bit of contact as Ball drove baseline. Torres picks up the foul. Our first sub, we'll see Connor Hamas, the 6'4 senior, starting to play a little bit more here for the Panthers. Torres will get a quick breather. Just picked up the foul. Here's Ball on the inbounds pass. Missed the layup. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in. 4 for Balt. 13-8. Perry LeCompton. He's got a couple second chance points here in the first quarter. Here's Murata. Breaks the pressure. He is doubled. Bounces it to Coleman. Left side to Ross. Ross in the corner. Works to the wing. Now gets it to Coleman right there. Left wing. Over the top to Murata. Top of the key. How about this zone defense? This length by the Cause. And again, they don't have like a true big, but all their guards are just good size, good athleticism. You talk about Gorski, Kniper, both listed at 6'4". Ball's at 6'3", Golden at 6'3", and Dean kind of the exception here at 5'10", but a sophomore in the starting lineup. This is a very athletic Cause team. They lead it 13-8, halfway into the first quarter.
Yeah, and you're using Gorski and Kniper at the top of that, using their long arms and athleticism out there.
Ross, a baseline drive, gets underneath, draws the contact and the foul. Good drive by Preston Ross. He'll shoot two. First foul on Perry LeCompton. They get Ball with this one. Preston Ross, who's been a great surprise for the Panthers here early. Leading scorer, 12.6 points per game. He averages over 4 rebounds. Also a couple assists and a near steal per game. He knocks in the first free throw. Makes it 13-9. Caused by 4. 3:47 left first quarter. Ross again, pure on the second free throw. 75% on the season so far. Makes it 13-10. 3:40 to go here in the first. Both these teams can certainly score. How about Kniper? Kind of a contested fadeaway long two, but an offensive rebound saved underneath. Now the Cause get it inside. Turnaround Jay by Gorski is good. All 5 starters have now scored for the Cause. They lead it 15-10.
And that was because of the hustle of Eli Dean getting that offensive rebound with the air ball by Kniper, setting that back up and got into Gorski with a nice turnaround Jay.
The Panthers, again, struggling a little bit offensively with the movement with this zone pressure that's being extended well beyond the 3-point line. Now McKenzie gets trapped into the corner, barely able to get it out of there alive. Now McKenzie back into the corner. He's got to get rid of it quickly. They find Hamas inside. He missed a shot, but a foul on the floor at 3 minutes to go here in the first.
And Perry's got 2 subs set to check in. They're going to get Golden for his first.
So we will see Ty Williams, a senior, and also Tyler Reed, a 6'1 junior.
And Dean and Gorski are going to come out. So
get a little bit smaller here around the perimeter, but they're going to keep that same defense up. Ross had it knocked away in the corner. Now Coleman has it high left. Gets it to McKenzie. Now Murata in the corner. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first. 15-10, Perry LeCompton leading. Knocked out of bounds. Good defense there by Jack Golden to knock it away. Cause looking for the sweep tonight. Cause girls winning the first game tonight, 45-36. They were dominant in the second half, running away from it. As Coleman lines up a three, this one off the iron, no good. Backside rebound collected by Ball, wants to push the tempo. He'll take it coast to coast. He missed the layup and a rebound for Ross.
Yeah, and they had Kniper up the floor, which probably would have been a slam dunk, but Ball didn't see it until it was too late, and he misses the layup on his own.
Ross drives, kicks it. Murata straight on for three. Nearly banked it in, no good. A rebound for Gunner Ball.
And that's 5 early rebounds there for Ball, so he's cleaning up glass early.
He is the leading rebounder for Perry LeCompton at nearly 8 a game. Turnaround shot missed by Tyler Reed, and a rebound cleared away by Coleman for the Panthers. 2:10 to go, first quarter. We've had a good pace, 15-10, caused by 5. And we want to see a timeout here for Chris Brown. He'll take it at 2:06 to go. It is a full. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting, but we'll keep it right here. We see a good pace so far here, 6 minutes in, and 15-10 score. Panthers hanging around, and we expected a good game here. Both teams can certainly score. Both teams average over 50 points a game. Perry averaging 57.6. Panthers averaging 50.4. Both teams giving up in the 40s. Cause defensively giving up 44 a game. Panthers giving up 48 a game. On paper, looks a little evenly matched, but again, this was a Panthers team coming into the year that made the state title game last year, literally lost everybody, and when I say everybody, not realistically, but all their starters, five super seniors, multiple seniors from last year that are playing, whether it's baseball or basketball at the next level, so they had a heck of a team that made it all the way to the state championship. They lose 98% of their production by some, maybe even us, picked towards the bottom in the Big 7, but we know this team's going to be much better than on paper what we saw at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and they made me a believer after that Sebesta game, you know. Dylan Coleman has hit a big three, but, if you're here watching the game, you think Perry's dominated the game, but it's only 15-10 on the scoreboard because McKenzie hit a three, Coleman hit a three, so they've hitting some outside shots to keep them in it, even though it feels like Perry's dominated the first 6 minutes. I mean, you're only down five in a hostile environment, so hats off to Royal Valley there.
See if they can keep it going after the timeout. 15-10, Perry LeCompton by five. We're under 2 minutes to go. Here is a ball that's knocked away and a steal. And now, transition game here for the Cause. Kniper in the corner for three. It's an air ball. Rebound for Hamas. And now working it up the floor here is Murata for the Panthers at 1:35 to go here in the first quarter. Still 15-10, Cause by five. Ross in the lane, floater, no good off the rim, tipped around a couple of times. Finally, Gorski the rebound for Perry LeCompton. They'll slow the tempo here a little bit with 80 seconds to go, leading by five.
And Kniper shot a couple air balls. You know, he's one of your better scorers, but it feels like he's a little quick on the jump shot after he knocked down that early three.
Here's Tyler Reed at the elbow, looking for a inside, but deflected right back to him. A straight-on pass to Williams on the wing. Over the top to Gorski inside. Position was there, but he missed the shot. And a rebound for Hamas, and now the Panthers with a minute to go. Hit the ball back down, 15-10.
Yeah, your Gorski, you want that one back. That was a point-blank miss.
Good. Dumped down to Hamas inside, who had it knocked away from behind, and then he tried to save it, and he last touched it. And the Cause catch a break there. I think the Royal Valley fans wanted a foul. They don't get it. Torres is going to check back in. And we also see Eli Dean back in for the Cause, taking the spot of Gorski here late in the first quarter. 48 seconds to go, a 15-10 at Perry LeCompton lead. They can certainly play for the final shot if they choose. They have the ball in the front court. Here's Kniper, top of the key, guarded by Coleman. Good matchup there. Little hesitation, gets to the rim, layup good. Cameron Kniper, a little one-on-one game, gets by Coleman and lays it in for two.
Yeah, Coleman had good defense, still a little hesitation drill by Kniper, and that's when he blew back and got the right-hand finish.
17-10, caused by seven, 23 ticks to go here in the quarter. Ross to the free throw line, good pass, and a shot is up, partially blocked underneath. And getting the rebound and finally chasing it out here near midcourt. And we're going to get a foul on Trayson Murata as he was chasing it down with Kniper. Need to look at the Royal Valley roster here as we got a player on the floor for the boys. The number is not in the roster, number 21. I believe that's Lucas Franks.
I think that is
Lucas Franks. I do take that back. That is Lucas Franks. He was wearing 11 early in the season, but now rocking 21. So there was the confusion, but Franks is in. Kniper gets it at the rim. Too easy for two. 4 seconds to go. It's a 9-point Cause lead. Murata across half court gets it off in time. No good. And Kniper with back-to-back buckets to end the quarter. And the Cause leading 19-10. We'll step aside. Second quarter coming your way next here on KNZA.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day to day, from oil changes to front-end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
Cowboys game in the second quarter. Good finish by the Cause in the final minute plus of that first. They lead it 19-10 here at home against Royal Valley. As we start the second quarter, Panthers with the ball, dealing with this zone defense. Good movement here by the Cause defensively. Torres has it at the elbow. Now Murata steps in, pulls it, and in and out, no good. Rebound, Kniper. Kniper's a fun name to say, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, he's had a big explosion there at the end of the half, and you get to talk up Cameron Kniper. We talked about him a lot in the pregame and got going late in that second half. Sounds like Sniper, you know. He's got good range, but it's only when he's in rhythm.
Knocked out of bounds by Royal Valley. Cause will keep it as we get a sub into the game. This is Aiden McKenzie, who's going to check back in for Lucas Franks. So Franks, a couple minutes, and he is pulled for McKenzie. Cause the 19-10 lead, their largest lead here in the first half. Here's a crossover by Dean, kicking it right side. Golden a three, and it is Bottoms. That's just his third attempt from downtown this season in his first make. Jack Golden, seven here in the first half, 21-10, Perry LeCompton, and now a steal. This is Dean in transition. Layup good, left side with the right hand.
Kniper got a steal on the inbound there. How about that?
Now Kniper takes it away, and a timeout for Perry. Right after Kniper took that one away on the inbound, a timeout by Matt Simmons, and we'll keep it right here. And what an explosion. Just a blink of an eye late in that first quarter. It was 15-10. Now an 8-0 run, it's 23-10. Perry really in control here now early second quarter.
And that's what Perry's going to do to teams this year. Is, you know, you might play with them for a little bit, but they're going to get on that little quick, they're going to get a quick strike on you, like an 8-0 run here, and they have the ball. They're going to come at you fast. And it's like a blitzkrieg attack, you know. They're going to come at fast. They're going to come in waves, you know. And with all the athletes and scoring talent that they have, you know, Jack Golden has 7 points tonight, and Eli Dean has 4. So that's two guys that are averaging a combined 6 points coming into the game. They have 11 of your 23 early, and then, you know, Gunnar Ball hasn't even got going yet for Perry. So that's just how dangerous this team is.
All five starters have scored for Perry LeCompton, as you mentioned. 7 for Kniper, 7 for Golden, 4 apiece from Ball and Dean, and then 2 from Gorski. 23-10, it's a 13-point advantage for Perry LeCompton early in the second quarter. Kniper has it, left wing, dumps it inside. This is Ball. He is quickly doubled, kicks it to Dean for 3. This one off the heel too strong. Rebound Daniel Coleman for Royal Valley.
And that was a wide-open look for Dean, just didn't knock it down. So they've had a lot of open looks tonight.
And quickly doubled Ball as soon as he got it in the post, and Dean missing a good look from 3. 23-10. An 8-0 run right now here for Perry LeCompton as Royal Valley's trying to break this run. McKenzie has it on the wing. Cause have stayed in that zone defense. Now Ross inside, little pull-up from 10. That one is no good. Tipped in the air, and a rebound for Ball. Ball launching it up the floor quickly. This is Ty Williams, right side on the wing. Hesitation on Coleman. Gets in there and draws the foul on the drive. Two free throws coming up for the senior, Ty Williams. Well, Ty, and they get Coleman with the foul.
Yeah, Ty Williams is a guy that didn't go out last year on that team, who kind of surprising. That Perry team is a really talented player and, you know, hasn't found a groove yet this year, but got out last year and averaging 5 points off the bench. He's got good quickness to him and missed that first one, though. Kniper's going to come out.
Kniper, a quick breather. Williams at the line, who missed the first. He's just 20% here early on this season from the line, so he has struggled in that aspect. But averaging 4.6 off the bench, he goes 1-for-2. And the first non-starter to score for Perry LeCompton. The lead continues to grow. It's 24-10, early portions of the second quarter. It's a big stretch here, I think, for the Panthers. As you look at how good this Cause team is and how quickly they can put it up as they get it inside to Ross. Dipsy Doo curls it up and in. Preston Ross with a nice finesse finish. He has 6 and a big bucket there. Makes it 24-12.
Yeah, and you might just have to lean on Ross to get you through this first quarter before you can go to the half and regroup.
Gunner Ball too easy in the post, but he missed the layup inside. Murata the rebound.
And he's
had a couple looks.
That's a couple on the inside that Gunner's Ball has missed.
Ross, short corner right, gets it back to Torres. Coleman turns down a 3. Murata also turns one down. He gets it back. Nice ball fake. Steps into an elbow jump shot. That's no good. Rebound Gunner Ball. 3 minutes in, 5 to go here in the second quarter. 24-12, Perry LeCompton. Whistle and a foul on the floor. This one against the Panthers. They get McKenzie with his first.
I got him on a little hand check there. As Dean was getting by him on the drive. He put his hand into him. And Kniper and Thomas are going to come back in.
Thomas checks back in for Royal Valley. Kniper back in for Perry LeCompton. Cause leading by 12. 5:04 to go, second quarter. This is Tyler Reed with it between the rings out high. Dean on the right side. Has it on the wing, puts it on the dribble. Difficult shot, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, no good, and Thomas clears the second miss. Royal Valley gets it back. 4:45 to go, first half. They're down 24-12 here at Perry LeCompton. Here's Ross. Beautiful pass. Extra one from McKenzie to Coleman for three. This one too strong. And tipped towards midcourt. Murata chasing it down, keeping the possession alive. Another opportunity here for Royal Valley. Ross into the corner, McKenzie. Thought about a three, turns it down, had it knocked away. Dean comes away with a steal. Turnover by Royal Valley. Dean all the way, layup no good, but a foul. It's jammed home by Kniper, hung on the rim a little bit.
Yeah, he put his left hand up there to hold on the rim. I thought they might give him a technical for that. But
Murata with the foul, but free throw's coming up here for Eli Dean.
Yeah, and that's the guy who has two fouls, and you know, you've missed him tonight, averaging 10 points. He's yet to get on the scoreboard. He's had some good looks, just haven't got to fall.
First free throw no good for Eli Dean, who's just 39% at the line this season. Five fouls here in the first half committed by Royal Valley, just two for Perry. As we see Jack Golden come back into the game, a 1-for-2 trip for Eli Dean, the sophomore. He's got five here in the first half, and it's 25-12. Dean gets a breather. Ian Torres back into the game, taking the spot of Daniel Coleman.
Yeah, this is probably one of the bigger lineups you're going to see in Perry with Ball, Gorski and Kniper all 6'4", Golden 6'3", and then Tyler Reed at 6'1". So this is your real size and length here.
So coming up on the halfway point here in the second quarter, Panthers down on the road with the ball, 25-12. Murata left side pass, McKenzie on the wing. They play back and forth with it. Not a whole lot of room in the middle of that defense. As the perimeter passing continues, Royal Valley really needs to press the issue a little bit. You hear Chris Brown yelling at his team to be a little bit quicker with the movement. They get it to Torres at the elbow, and then he was bumped a little bit and fouled. He was quickly doubled by Kniper and Reed.
Yeah,
and they get the foul on Reed, his first.
Yeah, they hacked down on him, each one of them. They got Reed with that.
Kniper comes out real quick. Ty Williams back in. 3:41 until halftime. 25-12 is our score, caused by 13. And a bounce pass. Ross trying to save it, and it goes out of bounds. Heck of an effort, but nobody was there, and a turnover by the Panthers. I think we get a timeout here for Royal Valley. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We're back in 60 seconds on KNZA.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Holton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have, too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, and online at Kellerman Real Estate.
KNZA.
Perry LeCompton, they led 19-10 at the end of one. They lead it 25-12 here in the second quarter. 3.5 minutes to go until halftime. Cause out of the timeout with the ball and the 13-point lead. Williams up top, goes to Reed, and then he kind of got it caught between his hands and his legs and ends up double dribbling with it, and a turnover by the Cause.
And Kniver's going to check back in for him. So that's what we've seen Perry do. They rotate about six or seven guys and give a couple quick breathers for him so they can come right back into the game. So
another thing about the Cause team, they are just deep. They play a lot of guys. They'll go 8-9 deep. Ross to Coleman, who steps into a 17-foot J. It's butter. Coleman's got a smooth jumper. He's got five. It's 25-14. Panthers back to within 11, 3 minutes to go.
And they slowed that scoring of Perry. It was 25-10. They've got the last four. The scoring has slowed down a little bit here.
Golden left corner. Now Williams up top to Gorski. Sets and fires a three. This one no good. Battling for the rebound, Kniper has it. Second chance opportunity here for the cause. Left side, Williams open for three, short, but right place, right time, gets his own rebound. Ball on the block, turns, fades, and hits. Six for Ball, 27-14, caused by 13 at 2.5 minutes to go. Keeping it at arm's length here late in the first half is Perry LeCompton. Led it by 9 at the end of 1, they lead it by 13 here. Here's Ross spinning around a little bit. Torres at the free throw line, might have been partially blocked, but Hamas gets it back underneath. And that one is blocked, and Gorski gathers, and now the cause push the tempo. Ball behind the back, works it into the right corner. Nice dump down. Williams a little two, and it's good. Ty Williams, the only player that scored off the bench tonight for Perry, makes it 29-14. The lead is 15 at under 2 minutes to go until halftime. Slow the pace down if you're Royal Valley. Cause have been wanting to get it up the floor as Williams gets called for a foul here, reaching in from behind. That'll be his first, team foul number 5. Correction, team foul number 4. Lucas Frank's going to check back in here for the Panthers. It's a 29-14 lead here for the cause and a minute 45 to go until halftime. Let's see if they can chip in a little bit more or chip away at this final 95 seconds. The Panthers get it a little bit closer than down 15. Ross has it in the left corner. Nice little fake. Gets underneath the bucket. Kicks it right. Franks is open for three. He left it short. Tipped in the air. Coleman has the rebound, and he puts it up and in. Big bucket. Daniel Coleman now with 7. 29-16. Perry LeCompton by 13 at a minute 14 and change to go here until halftime. Kniper in the right corner. Coming up on a minute to go. It's Williams for three. Nearly banked it in. No good. Rebound Daniel Coleman. And the Panthers will slow it up a little bit with a minute to go here in the half. Down by 13, and now a foul on Kniper. That'll be his first, team foul number 5. Stops clock at 58 seconds to go.
And it's a crucial 58 seconds here for Royal Valley. Keep it around 10. You know, you don't want to give Perry a quick 3 or 4 or 5 points here at the end of the half to push it out to almost a 20-point lead.
This is where I think you can use the no shot clock as a benefit here. I would try to play, unless it's an easy bucket, try to at least play for the final shot here if you're Royal Valley. Have it with Torres in the corner, 43 seconds to go, down 13. Franks to Coleman right side, but he doesn't hesitate and fires, and Daniel Coleman hits a monster three with a hand in his face, and it's a 10-point game with 30 seconds to go.
It's a big 10 points on the night for Daniel Coleman when Ian Torres and Tristan Mara, two 10-point scorers, have not got in the books yet, so big time from the 6'2 senior.
Now can the Panthers get a stop here before halftime? 18 seconds and counting. This is Dean with the basketball between the rings out high, bouncing it to Gunner Ball, right side on the wing. He's been a little bit quiet, but has 7. Little floater, in and out, no good. Rebound for Preston Ross. Now 6 seconds to go. Ross to midcourt, to the three-point line. Dives all the way. Shot no good, but they say an offensive foul. They say Gorski stepped in, he took the charge, and a turnover with a second to go.
There wasn't not a lot of contact there, but Gorski was standing there the entire time, so it wasn't a lot of contact from Ross, but not to get in. It's going to be halftime.
Yeah, so there was less than a second to go, but what we said, the Panthers did what we kind of said they should do to close the half, and they won the last 2 minutes and got it back to within 10. So it's a 29-19 lead for Perry LeCompton here at the half. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Cause lead at 29-19. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank wants to blow the whistle on bank fraud. Today's tip to avoiding bank fraud is, don't click on any link in an email or text that you do not recognize, especially if it's in a message you first did not inquire about. Fraudsters often lure in victims with enticing links, which can lead to malware viruses and scams that steal your money. Think before you click. An urgent reminder from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2023, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to gift you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with some fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get any internet package for only $20.23 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. Visit rainbowtel.net for details.
KNZA.
Halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. So let's bring Trenton back in here real quick. We were just confirming with the books on a missed time shot here. So where did we go wrong in our scoring?
They said the scorebook had it wrong down there too originally, but that golden three was actually a two. So
he's
got 6 points.
Six instead of seven. So that's the difference in the game so far, at least from what we had. 29-19, Perry LeCompton leading this one at the half. They very balanced scoring. All five starters have scored. Just three in the books for Royal Valley. As we kind of dive into this one a little bit, it is very quiet in here all of a sudden. I think everyone's listening to me. People are turning around. But Trenton, let's talk about this one for a minute. We said what Royal Valley needed to do is kind of what they did. The final few minutes of that second quarter, they were in real danger zone. They were down 14, 15 points. They had to win the final 2 minutes. We wanted them to get it back to maybe a 10-point game. That's exactly what they did. They got a couple stops, hit a couple shots. But, again, it's been kind of a tough night for them offensively. You look up, you're only down 10 for as bad as it's looked.
I think this is the dance team real quick, but are they ever going to dance? They've been standing there like real quiet for like a minute, so I'm really confused. But, yeah, Royal Valley, you know, Daniel Coleman and Preston Ross combined for 17 of those or 16 of those 19 on the night, so that's really impressive right there, you know, because Ian Torres and Tristan Murata, each averaging 10 points per game, have not scored on the night. So Daniel Coleman and Preston Ross, the two seniors, carried them through offensively in that first half. But you're right, you know, they limited the storm. You know, Perry started to kind of get it away, and they came back, you know. And you're at 10 points, which is manageable, you know. You win this next quarter by 5-6 points, you got a couple, you know, just keep it close. Keep it within range going into that fourth quarter, and you're going to give yourself a chance if you knock down some shots and get some stops. They played a lot better in that second quarter. Offensively, you know, they ran some more clock, and that really helped them.
Perry LeCompton, they were up 19-10 at the end of the first quarter, and it's 29-19 after a 10-9 advantage over the Panthers in quarter number two. All five starters have scored for Perry LeCompton. They got seven from Cam Kniper, six of Pop, Gunner Ball, and Jack Golden. They got five from Eli Dean, three from Ty Williams off the bench, and then two from Kale Gorski. Just three in the books for Royal Valley, 10 from Daniel Coleman. They got six from Preston Ross and three from Aiden McKenzie. Six turnovers for Royal Valley. Perry LeCompton very good in that aspect. Not many free throws in the first half. Perry just 2 of 4 from the line. Panthers made their lone two attempts. Cause leading 29-19 at the half. We'll have more after this here on KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Muse. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Our personalized gifts on your loved one's holiday list? Stop into Lasting Impressions before December 2nd to be sure yours is ready by Christmas. Lasting Impressions in Holton, just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
I'm a fourth generation ag producer myself with a row crop operation as well as a cow-calf.
That's Bryce Barnett, ag loan officer at Farmer State Bank.
It's definitely crucial in these times to have a lender that's in your corner that you can trust that goes through the same daily operation as the producers that I'm dealing with. Let's talk.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Take one final break here in just a moment as we're a couple minutes out from the start of the second half as Royal Valley trails here at Prairie Le Compton 29-19. Chance Link, Trenton Craxner, Brandon Tadman, all with you here tonight. It's our final broadcast here of 2022 as everyone's going to be off for the holidays here for the next couple of weeks. And back in early January, we'll get back up and running for the final push last couple of months for the winter sports season. A couple of boys scores on our other stations here tonight. Or at least a couple of scores we'll run through real quick from other games in our area. The, as we said a couple of times throughout the night, Sabetha, the new number one ranked team in Class 3A, they lead Nemaha Central 26-18 at the half. So the Blue Jays trying to get to 6-0 before the break. They lead the Thunder by 8 at the half. A girls' final from earlier, how about ACCHS? They get to 4-0. They beat down Horton 66-16, and also another girls' final in the Big 7. It was Jeff West winning at Holton 40-28. Our boys' score here at the half, Perry LeCompton leading 29-19 over Royal Valley. Back in 60 seconds for the second half, right after this here on KNZA.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Second half about to begin here at Perry LeCompton. Cause leading Royal Valley 29-19. Cause trying to get to 5-1 before the break. Royal Valley trying to stay above 500 entering tonight's game with a 3-2 record. Cause going from left to right. They get the ball first to start the second half. Here's Gunner Ball, left wing three. This one is no good, but an offensive rebound is stuck up and in. It's Jack Golden who scored the first bucket of the game, and he gets the first bucket here in the second half, and it's an and one.
Yeah, I was going to say Royal Valley really needed a stop to start the second half and go down and score, but obviously not, as Jack Golden's going to complete the three-point play. And the old-fashioned three, got that three-pointer taken away from him at the half that we found out.
How about Jack Golden entered the game, 2.6 points a contest. He has nine to lead the cause here, and they lead it 32-19, early portions of the third. Here's Murata inside, good kick. McKenzie open for three. This is short. Daniel Coleman, though, an offensive rebound. Had it tipped away, and a steal for Perry LeCompton. Coleman had it on an offensive rebound, but turned it over. Looking for Gorski inside, too heavy on the pass, and the cause turn it right back over.
Yeah, it was the right idea, but it was too late because Gorski was a little bit behind the defender there, but ball threw it too late. And just a second turnover for Perry. They've done a nice job controlling the basketball.
Yeah, just two turnovers tonight for Perry, and they have been very good in that department. Here is McKenzie swatted from behind, out of bounds by Gorski. Panthers will keep it. Not quite a minute into this third quarter. 13-point lead for the cause at 32-19. They get it to Murata in the corner, a contested three. This one is a little bit too strong. Backside rebound for Gunnar Ball. Pushing it up with Dean. Near sideline, right wing, stops it there. They'll reset 5-on-5. Good transition defense by the Panthers. Dean drives, and an offensive foul. I think they get Gorski on an illegal screen. They do. And the cause, another turnover, and the first foul on Gorski.
Yeah, and Coach Simmons ain't happy about that. He didn't think that Gorski had the arm around. He thought he was just putting his butt into him, but Gorski had a little wrap around there. That's the reason for the foul.
Ross to Torres. His shot is no good, but right there, an offensive rebound. Big stick back for Ross. He has eight. And a second chance bucket gets it to 32-21 at 6.5 minutes to go here in the third. Cause with it, Dean up top. Now Gunnar Ball with it, gets to the free throw line, and puts up a shot, no good, gets his own rebound, another opportunity, he misses again, and a third opportunity is missed, this time by Golden, and finally the Panthers clear it after a third straight miss underneath.
Yeah, and a three misses point-blank range there for Perry.
And Coleman throws it away, it's out of bounds. Thought that Torres was going to be more in the corner, but he was more towards the wing. Panthers giving it right back to the cause. Got 6:04 to go in this third quarter. 32-21. Cause with the ball, leading by 11. Here is Kneiper with it. Left side pass to Golden in the corner. Curls in the paint. Lays it up. No good. Rebound for Coleman.
And I think that might have been partially blocked from behind there by Torres. It was a good, strong take by Golden until he got blocked from behind.
Ross drives baseline underneath, gets it back up top. Coleman, a good look from three. This one is short. Rebound for Ross. Goes back up, no good. And a rebound for Jack Golden. Both teams have missed some bunnies here early. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Gorski a three, and he knocks it down. Cale Gorski from downtown. Just his second triple of the year, makes it 35-21. The lead is 14.
And a much-needed bucket there for Perry. They're kind of stifled a little bit by that Royal Valley defense, but good transition three there by Gorski.
Not quite 3 minutes into this third quarter. Perry extending on their lead. They're up 14. They get it to Coleman. Free throw line. Head of steam drive. Nearly got it to go, but he'll shoot two. Coleman draws the foul. We'll head to the free throw line.
That's going to be the second one on Gorski. Both of his fouls came in this quarter. Let's see. Coleman, a 75% shooter. Let's see if he can get this pair right here and get Royal Valley back down to 12.
Coleman, leading scorer for the Panthers tonight. He's got 10. Make it 11. Knocks in the first free throw. As you mentioned, 75% at the line. So one of the better free throw shooters for the Panthers. His second is up. His second is good.
And that makes him 8 of 10 on the year. So any of those math people out there, he's 80% on the year.
You know, I might need a calculator for that one. But, you know. But we do it good, 80%. That's pretty solid, no doubt. Here's Gorski inside, too easy, lays it in for two.
Yeah, that's just working your guy up the lane right there and letting Kneiper throw it over the top. You got an easy bucket, turning around, finishing.
37-23, caused by 14 at 4:40 to go in the third. Here is Preston Ross, picks up the dribble, left side pass. Murata has a look from three. It is short, rebound for the cause. Collected by Dean. Now he gets it up the floor. Kneiper takes it all the way, lays it in reverse fashion. Kneiper now with nine, his first bucket here in the third, 39-23. The lead is 16, and I think we're getting a timeout for Royal Valley as the Cods have extended this one here at 4:20 to go left in the third.
It'll be a full timeout, but how about Cameron Kneiper? He just feels like he's got a good feel around the basket there, calm and collected on that drive and that reverse finish. You know, heck of a player and a big-time get for the Perry LeCompton Cause from Silver Lake.
And we think the Cause could be the favorite to win, or certainly could compete. We think Sabetha is probably the favorite to win the league this year. They're currently the number one ranked team in 3A. We had last checked, they were up 8 at the half on Nemaha Central. That game on KMZA 92.1, also on the Sabetha channel as well. So we've had some good games tonight here in the Big 7. But right now the Cause are trying to keep pace with Sabetha atop the league with early undefeated records. Cause are 2-0 with league wins over Nemaha Central and Jeff West, both on the road. And we've mentioned a couple times throughout tonight that this is the first home game of the year for Perry LeCompton, and they will hit the road to start 2023. They'll go to Riverside on January 6th. Also, Hiawatha will be the opponent for Royal Valley on January 6th. So we got some teams who are coming right back that first week of January, playing on that Tuesday the 3rd, but some teams ain't going to get going until that Friday the 6th. So it just kind of varies. Kind of how we're ending 2022 here. Not a big slate of games tonight. Some teams were done last Friday. But a big stretch here for Royal Valley. They get it out of the timeout as Torres missed a shot inside. Cause can't collect the rebound, so Royal Valley will keep it. They'll get another try. But they're down 16, 39-23 at 4:09 to go left here in the third. Coleman back into the corner. McKenzie right back to Coleman. They reverse it. Murata has it up top. And a foul on the perimeter. They get Tyler Reed, his second. So the Panthers will throw it in underneath after we get a couple subs in. Ty Williams back in for Perry. Also, Connor Hamas will check in for the Panthers. I think if you're Royal Valley, you can't get it any worse than 16 going into the fourth.
Yeah, you need to go on a little bit of a run here, a little 8-0 mini run, and get back in it.
Well, a decent look there for Ross. He missed, but Murata grabs the rebound, missing the putback, and then a foul on the second rebound attempt as they get Eli Dean underneath. So Royal Valley will get another opportunity underneath. It is the fourth team foul against Perry in the third quarter. Murata throws it into Coleman up top. Looks right. Now down the middle. Now pulls up from three. This is well off, no good. Rebound for Kneiper. And he puts it on the floor himself. Up the floor quickly. This is Ty Williams who drives. Left the layup short. Battling for the rebound underneath. Murata gets shoved. Fans want a foul. But now it's Ross in transition. He gets it up the floor. Layup no good and a foul. And free throws coming up here for Preston Ross.
Yeah, before that shove to Ty Williams, there was a lot of contact. I think it was Coleman. I don't remember who for sure, but then Eli Dean gets the same call, and Matt Coach Simmons for Perry's like, we just had the same contact down there, and we didn't get a call, but Ty Williams definitely got away with a shove, but they didn't call that, and doesn't matter now as Preston Ross knocks down the first free throw.
So we said at about 4 minutes to go, Panthers were down 16. We said they needed to get that number closer to 10 probably going into the fourth, keep themselves in it. And it's a good start as Ross goes 2-for-2. And now we get a timeout by Perry LeCompton as Ross is into double figures with 10. It is a full, so we'll follow suit. 3:26 left third quarter. Perry LeCompton 39, Royal Valley 25. Back in 60 seconds on KNZA.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
39-25. Perry LeCompton leading here in the third quarter over Royal Valley, trying to get to 5-1 before the holiday break. All five starters have scored for the Cause. Nine apiece from Cameron Kneiper, also Jack Golden. Leading scorers for Royal Valley, Daniel Coleman with 12. Preston Ross has 10. 3:25 to go, third quarter. Out of the timeout, Cos with the basketball, leading by 14. And led by as many as 16 in this game tonight. Here is Williams off the bench. The senior gets it right side into the corner with Tyler Reed. Skips it far side, layup, no good, but a foul. Free throws coming up here for Eli Dean. Nice pass from the right corner to the far side. As they got Dean open, and a foul's going to be against McKenzie. And that is his third. 5'10 sophomore Eli Dean, just 39% at the line coming in. He's made 2 of 3 tonight. He's got 6, 40-25 now after that make. Lucas Franks back in for Royal Valley. Chance to get it back to 16. Dean played last year a little bit as a freshman, getting some minutes early in his career. He goes 2 for 2. He's got 7, 41-25. Lead back to 16 at just over 3 minutes to go here in the third. Here's Preston Ross, right side on the wing. Now Franks has it right there, gets the handoff. Now Coleman, Murata baseline left. Back to Coleman, high left. Ross now, top of the key. Murata left side on the wing, not using the dribble. Now puts it inside, gets to the bucket, lays it in. Grayson Murata, his first basket, a 10-point per game score, gets Royal Valley back to within 14. 41-27 at 2:40 to go here in the third. Kniper, far left corner, thought about a three, guarded by Ross, skips it here near side. Near travel by Reed, but kept the pivot foot alive. Now over the top, Gunner ball, missed the layup inside, it's tipped out of bounds, and the Cause will keep it.
Yeah, and this is going to be a night Gunner ball is going to want to forget, because he has only 6 points, but could easily have about 20 if he converted all his money. He just missed so many shots around the rim tonight. For your leading scorer is averaging 18, just can't find it.
Block shot inside by Hamas. Getting it back, Kniper has it up top. Little hesitation dribble, working around Ross. A lot of contact, no call. And it's still tipped out underneath, and last touch by Royal Valley. So Cause will have another opportunity underneath as Torres is going to check back in here. One of the Panthers, also Golden's going to check back in for the Cause. It's a 41-27 lead for Perry at 2:16 to go left here in the third. They have it, ball in the corner. Now this is Reed. They set it back up. Kniper for three. It's an air ball. The backside rebound is no good by Golden. He gets it back again. Now Kniper has it. Here's going to ball in the right corner. It's a third opportunity here on this possession. Pull up Jay in the paint. Good by Tyler Reed. Makes it 43-27. Lead back to 16 at 2 minutes to go. It was 16 at 4 minutes to go. It is still 16 at under 2 minutes to go. Ross drives and through some bodies, lays it in for two. Preston Ross now with 12. It's 43-29. We were impressed with Ross in that Sabetha game where they lost by 6. He was very good in that fourth quarter, keeping the Panthers in it. Here's a nice little give and go. Layup good. Ty Williams now with 5. It's back to a 16-point game at 45-29 at a minute 20 to go. Cause keep responding, and Torres will try a three. This one is no good. Rebound for Gunner Ball. Ball pushing the tempo, and a whistle and a foul as they get Jack Golden. He was trying to, I think, set a screen, and it's going to be an illegal screen on Jack Golden, so a turnover by the Cause. Panthers will get it back. Gorski's going to check back in. There's a minute 7 to go here in the third. 45-29, Panthers down 16.
And Perry had 6 fouls this half, and had about 2 in the first half, so a little bit more physical on the half here for him.
The rest of the game, Royal Valley will be in the bonus. McKenzie almost had it knocked away, but they get it to Coleman here left side. Torres had it knocked away. Ross has it up top. Good pass to Coleman left side. Closed out by Gorski, now driving by. Kicks it left. McKenzie in the corner for 3. Got it. Big 3 for Aiden McKenzie. And he's got 6, makes it 45-32 with 35 seconds to go. How can the Panthers get a stop? Cause have it left side with Williams. 30 seconds to go. Now ball at the elbow. Right side, this is Reed for 3. He's barely grazing the rim. Williams gets the miss on the backside, and he puts it up and in. 47-32, 18 seconds to go. Here's Ross, left side pass, Coleman thought about a three, turns it down, Murata steps in, kicks it right, 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Ross at the elbow, turns, McKenzie, right wing, into the corner, Torres tries a three, In and out, no good. McKenzie gets the rebound, and he's fouled on the putback with less than a second to go.
Yeah, they're going to get Gorski. It's going to be a third. All three of those fouls came this quarter for Cale Gorski. And McKenzie, who just knocked down that big three, is second on the game, needs to knock down these two free throws. It gets back to 13. We talked about trying to get it to 10, but 13 is the best you can do, so you really need these if you're Royal Valley.
And the first free throw, too strong, missed by McKenzie. 47-32, caused by 15, with less than a second to go here in the third. 5'9 junior, Aiden McKenzie will shoot one more. That was his first miss of the season from the line. He was 2-for-2. He makes that one. He's got 7, and that'll end the third quarter. 47-33, a 14-point lead for the cause. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KNZA.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Prairie Le Compton with an 18-14 advantage in the third quarter. They lead Royal Valley 47-33 as we start the fourth quarter here on KNZA. Chance Lincoln Studio, Trenton Kraxner, Brandon Tamman with you. Cause looking for the sweep, heading into the break. Lady Cause won the first game tonight, 45-36. Prairie boys have been in control pretty much from the jump in this one, but still got 8 minutes to go. Panthers with it to start the fourth. Ross kicks it left. This is Coleman, a look from three, grazing the front rim, no good, trying to get his own rebound, tipped around a little bit. Finally, Ty Williams up the floor. Kniper, two-handed jam in transition. Kniper with 11, 49-33, 30 seconds into the fourth.
Yeah, we talked about it in the pregame. He's a high flyer that likes to play above the rim. That was the first chance he got to throw one down. He threw it down with two, but no dribble.
Here's Franks. Nice ball fake. Gets it underneath. Had it knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Williams. Panthers will keep it. 7:17 left in the game. Panthers with the ball down, 49-33. Murata to throw it in. Gets it to Franks in the right corner. He is doubled, but gets it back to Coleman. Coleman back to Franks in the right corner. And back up top to Coleman. Here's Ross at the elbow and is bumped and fouled. It's on the floor, but free throws regardless. It'll be a 1-1. Cause foul against Tyler Reed is third. Team foul number 8, and Ross will shoot a 1-1. 12 points tonight for Preston Ross, the Washburn Rural transfer. 4-for-4 at the line, 75% on the season. And the freebie in and out, no good. Rebound for the Cause. Jack Golden collects that one. And here's Cam Kniper. Cause with the lead and the ball. Early portions of the fourth. Here's a wide open three for Tyler Reed. He missed it. Rebound Ross for Royal Valley. He'll push the tempo himself. Here's Coleman. Right corner. Nice ball fake. Steps into a floater. Left it short. Tipped around a couple of times. And able to get it is Franks to keep it alive. So the Panthers have a second opportunity here. Ross doubled. Franks barely saving it from going out of bounds. Now skips it to Coleman right side. Back up top to Ross. Puts it on the dribble to the free throw line. He's bumped and fouled by Ty Williams. So another 1-1 here coming up for Preston Ross. 6:27 to go in the game. That's the ninth team foul. So after this one, Royal Valley will be in the double bonus the rest of the game as Dean and Ball are going to check back in for the Cause. Preston Ross, 12 points tonight, 5-for-6 at the line. Team is down 16 at 6:27 to go in the game. And the first free throw up and good. He'll get the bonus. Only four players have scored for Royal Valley tonight. Ross has 13, Coleman has 12, McKenzie with 7, Murata with 2. Second free throw short, rebound Golden. So a 1-for-2 stint there for Preston Ross. Cause bring it across with 6:20 to go, up 15. Golden up top, man-to-man defense by the Panthers. They got it with Ball, guarded by Murata, gets to the elbow, hop step, little floater with the right hand is pure off the window. Gunner Ball with 8, makes it 51-34, 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. The Cause are just slowly kind of pulling away in this one. Coleman a little step back, in and out, no good. Rebound Kniper. Kniper pushing the tempo himself, little Euro step, right-handed layup is good. Kniper, 13 in the game, makes it 53-34, largest lead for the Cause at 19.
Yeah, and that little rebound, jumping over everybody, and then going coast-to-coast, a nice finish by Kniper, might be the dagger for it.
And then a steal, and it's Dave Kniper in transition, layup good. Kniper again, credit Gunner Ball with the steal. And the assist behind the back makes it a 21-point game at 5:20 to go. And Royal Valley head coach Chris Brown has seen enough. He'll take a timeout. And that seems like a good time to use a timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Cost pulling away. They lead it by 21. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
There's a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All Perry LeCompton here in the fourth quarter. They are blowing this one open against Royal Valley. They lead it now 55-34, their largest lead of the game here at 21 points. This Cause team balanced across the board. Kniper, big second half. He has 15. They got 9 from Jack Golden, 8 from Gunner Ball, Kale Gorski with 7, Eli Dean with 7, Ty Williams with 7. Again, a lot of guys getting involved, and Cause team certainly one to be reckoned with in the Big 7. Got 5 minutes and 15 seconds to go in this game. They continue to put the pressure on defensively. Panthers have it down 55-34. Here is Preston Ross, gets to the free throw line, lost the handle and scoots it out of bounds, or it was saved by Coleman. Good save to keep it alive. Possession continues out of the timeout. Here's Ross, baseline drive, gets underneath, little floater, no good. Thomas gets the rebound and is blocked, and Gorski collects. Up the floor, Kniper underneath, threw up a shot, it's no good, but he's on the baseline, or I'm going to say it was last touch by Royal Valley, so the Cause actually keep the possession underneath. Leading 55-34, 4:45 to go.
And this is one of those wins that if Perry can hang on, Coach Simmons is going to be really happy because everyone scored the ball well tonight. It wasn't just...
Kniper for 3, no good. Ball, though, gets the rebound and then is fouled from behind. I think it's on the floor.
This isn't a game where Kniper's scoring 17 and Gunner Ball scoring 20, you know, to carry you to a win. It's a team win with Gorski and Kniper, Ball, Golden, Dean, and even Ty Williams off the bench all chipping in about 7 to 8 points, so that's one that's going to make him real happy.
Here's Ball from the right elbow, left it short, but Gorski gets the miss, and he puts it back up and in. Gorski, an offensive rebound, stick back. He's got 9, 57-34, 4.5 minutes to go. It's all Cause now. Well, for Royal Valley, can they find some positive momentum on tape going into the holiday break? As Murata drives, had it partially blocked, and then it's ripped away by Kniper. And now Kniper puts it on the dribble. It's by another defender, and he is fouled on the perimeter by McKenzie. As McKenzie picks up his fourth, Ian Torres checking in for the Panthers. Also Tyler Reed and Ty Williams both checking back in for the Cause. Connor Hamas is going to check back in as well. coming up on the halfway point here in the fourth quarter, Prairie Lee Compton leading by 23. They want to set it up for Kniper. They tried the lob, but it was well defended by Torres and a steal. Here is Verada with it, and he is bumped and fouled across the midcourt stripe. And two free throws coming up here for Trayson Murata, as now the Panthers are in the double bonus. Try to see who the foul was on. It looks like they got Ball with his second. Murata will shoot two. First one in and out, no good. It's been a quiet night for Trayson Murata, just 2 points. He averaged over 10 coming in. And that one is good. A 1-for-2 trip there for Trayson Murata. He's got 3 in the game, makes it 57-35. With 3:45 to go. Ball caught in the corner on a double team. Kicks it out. This is Dean, who wants to drive. A lot of contact. No good. Hammer time jam on the putback by Kniper, but all for naught as free throws are coming up for Eli Dean. Foul was on Hamas, his first. Dean to shoot two. He makes the first. He's got 8. He's 4-for-5 at the line tonight. And missing the second, and an offensive rebound for the cause.
And they're about to empty their bench.
Here is Dean, sidesteps, and an offensive foul as he drove in. Good take there by McKenzie to draw the charge. Turnover by Perry, and yep, they're going to clean the bench here. So again, cleaning the bench, Perry LeCompton. They're up 58-35 with 3.5 minutes to go. So starters are done. Aiden Graves has checked in. Run through these players real quick. Also Colton Kniper. 5'11 sophomore.
See Zachary Espin, a junior.
Mason Meyer is into the game. A whistle and a foul. Murata on a drive will shoot two. Foul against Gordon.
Yeah, I'm going to say Tristan Gordon. I think we got them all. I think we covered the five.
I think we got them there. Murata will shoot two free throws. First one is up and just missed it. No good. 56% on the season from the line is Trayson Murata. Just 3 points tonight, now 1-for-3 at the stripe. And the second one is good. 1-for-2 trip there. So the cause emptying the bench out up 58-36 with just over 3 minutes to go. This is Zachary Essman, junior, up top to Meyer. Meyer puts it left. This is Aiden Graves, a junior. Now back up top to Essman for the free throw line. This is Gordon. Kicking it left, this is Graves. Baseline drive, knocked out of bounds, but they get a blocking foul. Final foul to give for Royal Valley. They get McKenzie with number 5, and he's done.
And we're going to see Jackson Stevens and Carson Beam. I think we saw them for a little bit in that Sabetha game. I know we at least saw Carson Beam. Ross is also going to check out with McKenzie, who fouled out.
We're down to 2:53 to go, 58-36. Prairie Lee Compton by 22. Both teams having some of the younger players in here for the final stretch. Here is Graves inside, losing it underneath. Murata dives for it and picks it up for Royal Valley. Cause turn it over.
That's one of your Graves. You might go through reverse there instead of trying to dish it off to Meyer, but
here is Thomas inside. Nicely done, but he missed the layup and a rebound for Perry. Gordon got the rebound. A timeout. Well, real quick for Royal Valley, it's just a substitution timeout as they will bring on Jamin Smith. So another player that's going to see a little bit of action here down the stretch. 2:20 to go, 58-36 Perry. This win's going to get Perry to 5-1 heading into the break. They'll be 3-0 in league play as they turn it over underneath.
Yeah, they had the post up from the inside, but Gort with Mason Meyer, but Gordon threw it a little too hard, needed some more air under, and he just threw it out of bounds.
So down to 2:10. This loss for Royal Valley will get them to the break at 3-3. They'll be 3-2 in league play There's a steal. Royal Valley turning that one over. Cause getting it up the floor. This is Colton Kniper. Right side pass to Graves. Into the corner for Gordon for three. He airballed it. Rebound for Jackson Stevens. Down to a minute 50. 58-36, Perry LeCompton. Both teams will be inside league play when they come out of the break. There's another turnover. And another turnover. We go back and forth. Royal Valley comes away with it. And a layup is good for Jackson Stevens. 58-38 with 90 seconds to go. Here's Colton Kniper. Little floater from 10. Off the heel too strong. Trying to fight for his own rebound. They call a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it here with Perry. So you look ahead. January 6th is when both of these teams are going to be back in action. Perry will be on the road at Riverside. Panthers will be on the road at Hiawatha. So again, as you look at kind of the early storylines here in the Big 7 on the girls' side, maybe the surprise is Riverside, who's in the rankings. They're undefeated at 6-0. They'll play Nemaha Central on January 10th. So far, the top two teams in the league. There's a turnaround shot up and in. Mason Meyer. 60-38 Perry with a minute to go. And I think we can both agree when we talk about the boys' side of the Big 7, the top two teams seem to be Perry LeCompton and Sabetha. There's a nice turnaround move and finish for Jackson Stevens, who now has four. Makes it 60-40 with 45 seconds to go.
Yeah, I think Sabetha and Perry, I think we have them around the 13th or the 17th, somewhere in there here back at Perry for the first matchup between those two teams. So that'll be a good game to watch, and obviously we'll determine as Perry turns it over. You know, obviously be the first stepping stone to determine who's going to come out on top of the boys' Big 7. You know, that could be a split where you get one both times the home team wins, or, you know, someone steals on the road. Who knows? But, you know, we've seen both of these teams, and both of them, ironically, were against Royal Valley. And
there's a three from the left corner. That's Josh Boyden.
So
it's his second game of the year. Makes it 60-43 with 15 seconds to go.
I think obviously Royal Valley played better against the Bethel, but they had the advantage of being at home instead of being here. They're at Perry, but Perry's going to use their athleticism and speed against the Bethel's size and physicality for sure.
Big win tonight for the Cause as they move to 5-1. Stay undefeated in Big 7 league play. Final score 60-43. They beat Royal Valley. Our postgame is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Juarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is Mick at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. As the year's coming to a close, we would like to remind our customers that the last day to conduct business for the 2022 calendar year will be Friday, December 30th, 2022, before 3 p.m. Any deposits, loan payments, or other bank transactions made after that time will go on to Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023 business. As always, we thank you for your continued business and hope you have a very prosperous new year. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Perry LeCompton, plenty of momentum going into the break. They sweep Royal Valley here tonight. Girls victorious 45-36, and the boys here winning the nightcap. Pretty dominant fashion, 60-43 over the Panthers. Fairleigh Compton boys improved to 5-1 overall. They're now 3-0 in Big 7 league play. And Royal Valley enters the break now at 3-3 overall, and they are 2-3 in Big 7 league play. Postgame brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Brandon Tabman, Trenton Kraxner, Chance Link with you one final time as we run down the scores, or I should say the point totals from this boys game tonight, in which Perry won by 17. They got 15. Cam Kniper led the way, right about his season average of 16, just one short, finishing 15 points tonight. Rest of the starters with 8 and 9. So you got 9 points from Kale Gorski, also 9 from Jack Golden. The other two starters, Gunnar Ball, Eli Dean, each with 8. Ty Williams off the bench with 7. Tyler Reed, Mason Meyer, also finishing with 2 points apiece. Royal Valley had 13 from Preston Ross. They also got 12 from Daniel Coleman, 7 from Aiden McKenzie. They got 4 apiece from Trayson Murata and Jackson Stevens. They also got 3 from Josh Boyden. Both teams with 9 turnovers. Panthers were 10-15 at the line. Cost went 6 out of 9 from the free throw line. As you look ahead for both of these teams now, and you know, it's pretty crazy. Gunnar Ball, very quiet tonight, averaging 18 per coming in. He has 6 in the first half. He finishes with 8 in the game, and yet the Fairleigh Compton team wins by 17. I think that just kind of shows how good they can be and how dangerous they can be in this league.
Yeah, and Gunner had 11 rebounds to go with his 8 points, so despite him not scoring the ball, he's rebounding the ball efficiently. You know, like I said, this is a good team win when you put up 60 points and your leading scorer only has 15, because that's spreading the wealth. You know, like I said, every starter had at least 8 points, and Ty Williams contributes 7 off the bench. That's going to be hard to beat on any given team. I don't care if it's Sabetha or, you know, a team that's not nearly as good as Sabetha. I don't know a team you haven't seen enough basketball yet in this early season, but you put up those contributions from 6 different guys, you're going to be hard to beat. But on the flip side for Royal Valley, you know, Daniel Coleman had a big first half, and so did Preston Ross, so they kind of disappeared in that second half. And Ian Torres and Tristan Morata, who combined for 20 points, 10 apiece of them, they only scored 4 points tonight. So Perry with that length limited. So not only are they good offensively, they're really good defensively, and then they 36-26 Perry advantage in the rebound category. You know, when they play Sabetha, middle of January, that's going to be big against that size. Who's going to win that rebounding battle? Because we've seen Sabetha. They get on the glass with those big guys. So a good team win for Perry. For Royal Valley, you know, you go into the break playing, you know, you already faced Sabetha and Perry, the two top teams supposedly projected to be at the top of this league. And you play them both. You played Sabetha really close, and you take a tough one tonight against Fairleigh Compton. So nothing to be upset. 3-3 going into the break.
Panthers at 3-3, now 2-3 in league play. Cos now at 5-1. They improved to 3-0 in league play. Stay at the top of the league alongside the number one team in 3A. As of the latest rankings that came out today, Sabetha, number one in 3A, also undefeated last check. They were up on Nemaha Central at the half by 8 points. Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight. Again, this is our final broadcast of 2022. We're going to get a couple of weeks off for the holidays, and we'll come back. We'll have some games on our airwaves starting on January 3rd. I believe, partner, we have Jackson Heights and Valley Falls. I believe we'll have to double-check, but I think that's who we have here on KNZA.
Yeah, it'll be the 3rd, too, so we'll be back on that Tuesday.
It'll be coming up pretty quick after the holiday break. I know some teams don't get back until the 6th. That's the case for both Fairleigh Compton and Royal Valley. So some teams will start that Tuesday, January 3rd, but everyone for sure back in action on that Friday, January 6th. So enjoy the holidays, everybody. Enjoy the new year. Appreciate all the support here through the 2022 portion of the schedule. But once we get back early January, we are on the push, a two-month stretch of basketball and wrestling. And then before you know it, we're going to start talking spring sports. It goes by quick, but enjoy the holidays and new year. Again, the final scores tonight from our doubleheader. Fairleigh Compton, they sweep Royal Valley. Girls victorious, 45-36. Cause on the boys' side, winning the nightcap, 60-43. Up next for both Fairleigh Compton, January 6th at Riverside. Royal Valley, January 6th. Again, that's a Friday. They will be at Hiawatha. For Chance in studio, Trenton, appreciate it very much. I'm Brandon. Enjoy the holidays and New Year. We'll talk to you in 2023.